may be harder for Americans to obtain welfare, as 23 states have or are considering a requirement for recipients to take drug tests before receiving any government assistance. Louisiana State Representative Sherman Mack proposed the bill, making Louisiana one of those 23 states. Mack believes the legislation is aimed to help people rid of drug habits in order to work again and deter the misuse of state funds. Mack has gained a substantial amount of supporters, such as Zanny West.
I am an American citizen that works hard for every dollar that I make. I had to pass a drug test just to get the job that I have now. And I think it is ridiculous that there are American citizens that are government-issued fund babies that get everything that they ever spend from the United States government off our tax dollars, and yet they don't have to pass a drug test. And I think it is ridiculous that there are people out there that can take money from the government, get paid more than I do, actually, and still yet can spend it on drugs and still have a means of living that is somewhat better than mine.
The proposal of the bill was introduced to the Senate, ending in a 3-1 vote against it. The Senate committee did not support the idea, believing that there is currently no proof on the screening process for welfare recipients not already being effective. Many individuals, like B.J. Crist, agree with the Senate's decision of not drug testing welfare recipients.
Our country is not in an economic state to be throwing away money on an idea that welfare is not already regulated when it is. And anybody who hasn't had welfare before or been on welfare before would not know. But welfare, there's so many hoops that you have to jump through to get it. There's so many applications you have to fill out, so much that you have to go through. It's already tiresome. There's no reason that we should be wasting money on this when it's already selective. It's discrimination. I mean, to say that everybody who is on welfare is on drugs, I mean, that's basically what we're saying by saying that we need to enforce some type of drug testing for welfare. By doing this, we are being discriminatory to low poverty areas.
There are currently over 56,000 people in Louisiana on welfare. Passing of the bill would have required recipients to sign a consent form before drug testing. If a recipient failed a drug test, the government assistance would be suspended for a minimum of 1 year. Although the idea fails in the Louisiana legislature, Sherman Mack says he will attempt to reintroduce the bill next year. For Louisiana Focus, this is Kelly Tian.